Hello all, and thank you for another great episode of the IKG. And it's the end of the year, folks, so that means it is time for my mementos 2021. And if you remember last year, I did one for 2020, and yeah, you know how that one went. So this year, I will say, though, has been very interesting, and a lot of things have happened to me or for me throughout the year, from like health scares to reawakenings, I guess you can say, also to learning more about me and getting more support from others. And overall, it's been one hell of a year, I'll say. Now, considering that 2020 was also one hell of a year, too. At first, I thought, OK, we got past that, you know, considered one of the worst years in history when it came to the pandemic and the world shutting down and all of that stuff. But, you know, 2021, it won't be that bad. In fact, it's going to be our year. You know, we're going to win for 2021. Boy, did we get tested like hell with this one. It started with the January 6th insurrection and just went nuts from there, y'all. But needless to say, it's the final couple of weeks of 2021, and it's time for, again, my episode of the Mementos 2021. I decided not to give only my top moments, but I decided to have a couple of folks on board also to provide their top moments as well. Starting off with the super talented and multifaceted creative, Janu Elisa. I gave her a ring asking her, hey, you know, you mind jumping on real quick to discuss a couple of your moments, your top moments, whether it be good moments or bad moments or whatever of 2021. And she said, yeah, sure, we can do that. And here's the crazy thing, right? Because what ended up being, or what was supposed to be, a 10-minute conversation, a real quick discussion about her favorite moments of the year or not so favorite moments of the year, it ended up turning out to be almost an hour long conversation. And I mean, it was just about amazing things, y'all, like perfect timing, letting things go and how to gain more. And it was just a really great discussion that we had. And instead of chopping it down to size to fit the Mementos 2021 episode, I just decided to make this part one of the Mementos 2021 series. So you'll definitely get something out of this particular episode, y'all. I truly believe so. So sit back and relax and enjoy part one of Mementos 2021 with Janu Elisa. Yes, we are back, everybody, with another great episode of the IKG. And I told you before that I was going to have a couple of people, a couple of my memorable performances and my memorable conversations over the last year. Some people who just stood out to me and just made me question everything about my life choices, because I had some great life choices, but then when I started talking to other people and they're doing amazing things, I'm like, well, crap, I got to step my game up. Shit. You know, so such is the case with this ever so beautiful lady by the name of Janu Elisa. I really appreciate you for coming in again and just kind of talking a little bit about some of the topics that I have been kind of talking about earlier. The idea of your moments, your top moments of the year. The 2020 obviously has been a crazy year. And you know what? Let me not say crazy. I'm not going to say crazy. It's been a completely random year. But I believe that you can get some great things out of it as well. So and I got a lot of really great moments out of it. And I'm going to stop talking right now because I love you, Janu. And I want you to, you know, introduce yourself again and just, you know, let's just talk.
Hello, I am Janu Elisa, like you just said. I am a multifaceted creative. I have my podcast, Ranting Through Life, Life Hacks for the Creative Soul. I work, I act locally in Houston mostly, and as soon as I sign the paperwork, I will actually have an agent, so hopefully we'll start doing film work and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, see, you didn't tell me that. You didn't tell me that. I like that, though.
Yeah, that's a part of the moments that I'm just like, oh, wait, like, doing certain things. I'm like, wait, no, this moment, I don't know. There's certain moments in it that led to, like, those kind of things, and it's, like, steps that I took at late last year that led to this year, and some interest, like some good stuff, some good stuff.
Yeah, it is. That's amazing.
It's been really good.
That's
it's been a really blessed trying. It's been very blessed, but very trying of a year. And I don't think you can actually have one without the other. Like, I think the universe and God and everything, like, I feel like manifestation doesn't matter, like, what you believe in, like, religiously wise, but it all kind of ties in together, and it will try you to see how far you're going to come either down and how you're going to get yourself up, because you can just stay down if you want, but, like, that's not going to get you anywhere, and you're still going to have to, like, make it through it, and this was that year.
I agree.
Thought I had those years before, and right. Then this year happened. I was like, what the?
Right. You know, and that's the funny thing, because you know, we, of course, we all know last year was a crazy one. Last year was an amazing year for a lot of people. It was a trying year for a lot of people, too. 2020 was just, that was one for the record books, you know? And so I don't know about you, but I came into 2021 saying, okay, you know what? This is going to be the year. It's going to be amazing. It's going to, some great things are going to happen. You know, we got rid of that debacle of 2020, and, you know, and it's just going to be a crazy year. And then next thing you know, January 6th happened. And you're like, wait, what the hell is going on? Like, this is supposed to be better than last year. Like, what the hell is happening? And then things just started kind of, things just started kind of spiraling down. And you know, again, I've had some really great moments. And again, this is the reason for this particular segment, because it's about Mementos 2021. And like I said earlier, we have some great moments. We have some not so great moments. And that was one of the main ones that I was like, oh, okay, I don't know how this year is going to fare out. If this is happening in the first week out of January, this is happening, I'm like, oh, man, I don't know. So,
exactly.
So what were some of your favorite moments, or even not so favorite moments? Like, what were some of the ones that just kind of that made you feel like you were a better person?
There's a lot. I'm like, but I only have like a little bit of time, so I'm like, hold on, a lot happened. Like, this year was. I'm going to still say crazy. This year was crazy. I'm going to still say it.
Right.
It was good and it was bad and it was, but I don't think it was even the downs. Okay. So I got fired a few months ago for the first, like, it was the first time I'd ever gotten fired.
Oh, crap.
And I don't want to explain like why I got fired. Cause it wasn't like, it was outside sources is the reason that I got fired, but it was still like had to do with people that I allowed in my life.
Right.
And the way, I guess, I don't know, but basically I got fired or whatever based on what two other individuals decided to do for the sake of me, and I was like, okay, but I didn't realize until like leaving, it was just like, oh wait, like, this was like the needed, I felt like that was a needed thing too, and it was even crazier because I do like my weekly like manifestations, and I do my prayers like at least once a week with like my sage, and like that day, like literally the morning that this huge incident happened that like kind of changed my life or whatever, I was like, please send me clarity. Like I prayed for clarity, and I prayed to accept any change that was like needed in my life. And then I was like, oh, boom, click, boom. And it turned into like, and the whole day was really good. Like, that's the day that I had the audition that, for Fade to Black, and that audition went so well. And I was like, oh my God, I've missed straight plays. Like, you know, just doing a play without singing kind of. So I was like, oh my God, I've been missing acting and like acting this way. And then like I had a fine day at work, and then like after work, like I was hanging out, but like at my job, because that's when I worked at Cider Cater or whatever. I don't care if anyone knows where I got fired from.
Okay.
But that's when I like worked there. And that's when like this big incident happened. And it was just like if I like paid attention to the way that this coworker was around me. I could have seen it coming, and then, yeah, so I could have seen it coming, and I didn't. Well, I did, but I'm one of those people. I'm just like, no, like, if you're in my life, I want to keep you in my life, and, like, kind of, I'm like, no, like, even if you're toxic, you're not toxic towards me, right? And it's right. Like, no, this is really toxic behavior and, like, very unhealthy for me, you, and anyone, whatever, and all this kind of stuff. And I, to see it manifest in that way, and especially in a way that led to, is like, oh, no, you don't work here anymore. And it's like, no, I saw that coming. Like, I didn't find out for 2 days, but I was still like, no, I need another job. Because right. Even if, like, they kept me, I would be like, no, I need another job. Like, this environment is really unhealthy for me. And then, like, noticing stuff like that, like people and environments that aren't healthy. I don't know. It was just, it's interesting because I've never been fired before. I've never had, like, I don't know, just, like, these incidents. And, like, I've had, like, situations in my, like, childhood where it's just, like, things like, people get too attached or like stalkers and like stuff, like weird stuff. But to see it in the way it happened was a very turning point this year. Like, it was like a thing that you're like, oh, this should be a bad thing. I'm like, no, this was a great thing. And like the last 3 months have been like, oh, wow. Like, I don't know. Things have been blooming because of getting rid of different toxic things for me, and just like, huh.
Well, the amazing thing about that is, I know, and the amazing thing about that is when you said, you know, okay, just show me some type of sign, show me something, God, you know, just provide me clarity. And a lot of times whenever you receive that clarity, you know, a lot of people, whenever they receive clarity like that, they say they don't accept it. They're like, oh, well, mm-hmm. I mean clarity, but I don't mean like that, though. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's like.
And so
when it's like, show me the sign, and then you still like, you're like, no,
you're like, not that. I don't want that sign. I want another sign, you know.
Yeah.
Or I want the sign that I assume that I'm going to receive or whatever. And then when something like that happened, you know, which is an unfortunate thing, but was it truly unfortunate though when you think about it? Because you know, you asked to be removed from. Or to receive clarity, to be removed from certain situations and certain scenarios. And who would have thought
that weren't for me, you know,
that weren't for you. Who would have thought that scenario
exactly what was it for me?
Exactly. You know, who would have thunk it?
Yeah. And it's even weirder because even like prior to that situation, I asked for people that weren't for me and not that shouldn't be in my life to be removed from my life. And like the people that had stayed in my life or anything like that, like to see the change in people that I was like, oh, this person's never going to be in my life, or this like, I don't know, to like literally like, oh, I'm seeing myself grow, I'm seeing other people grow, I'm meeting people, like honestly, like meeting you this year, like I know we met I think late last year,
right,
but I feel like we became friends.
We connected this year,
like,
yeah,
we connected this year, right. We became like good friends this year, and like I don't know, like you've been like a blessing to my life, like aww. Just like your energy and being able to have this other creative, like having like the podcast academy, having these the More Vision Entertainment, like that's the company that I've been working and doing these shows with, like how beautiful like these spirits are, and to have this year bring me all of these beautiful spirits and souls. And I'm talking way too much. I'm looking at the time.
No, we're like, good. We're good. I tell you what, we'll just disregard that time altogether because it's we cooking right now. We cooking right now. So
I just feel so bad. I'm like, oh, I like looked and I was like, oh my God, I didn't mean to look. But like just to have like these different things, and like even like putting like this year, I put myself like out there with what I auditioned for and just auditioning and stuff like that in a way that I hadn't in the past. And like that's been like so this isn't even the one that I was gonna originally talk about. Like but like I auditioned for something. I don't want to like jinx it just in case I don't get it. But I got, like, I auditioned for a big company that's out here's season, and like that was like six, like that was months ago. Like they did their season auditions, I want to say in like June, you know, like they did their season auditions in like June or May or something, and I auditioned for it, but you know, I had like, they were like, oh, we got it, and like I didn't hear, you know, I didn't hear anything. And so like earlier this week, like they're like, hey, like thank you for auditioning for this season, which means that's the audition that you looked for. And then can you audition for this specific, like, can you, you know, do a callback for this specific role? And I'm like, yes. And the show looks good. And yes. And that's an Equity, or like, that's a, you know, house that does Equity shows. And like, they pay their actors and like weekly. And I don't know. I know not everyone knows like all the details of like going into like acting and theaters and stuff, but like, you know.
Well, the beauty of it, I know, and the beauty of it is that, you know, again, this is something that happened months ago, right? And now you're getting you're getting a callback from this, which I already know you got it. I mean, that's not even a concern of mine. Knock on wood, yeah. Knock on wood. But you know, but that kind of goes back to that whole manifestation thing. Like, you know, when you actually go out here and manifest the things that you desire, and you focus on it. You focus on that. You focus on exactly what it is that you needed to do. Going back to the whole idea of you getting let go from your job or whatever, you know, you focused on that. You focused on the fact that, okay, if this is what clarity is showing me, then this is what I will allow clarity to be. And you know, you went with it. You didn't ask any questions about it. You didn't try to pursue it further. I'm assuming you didn't try to pursue it further or try to get your job, anything like that. You're like, okay,
God, no.
Right.
I was like, I literally it was a hard week, because that's actually the week that Grease started too.
Ooh.
And so like I walked into the first like read through of Grease, and like I was in the ensemble, so I didn't actually have any lines, so I was just singing. But sitting in that room, like even as we were like doing Grease, it's like I was so scared that I was gonna end up like not being able to do that show or something like that, because I didn't have a job to like pay for gas and my like just like all the stress that came with that, and like just I don't know, like the family that I have from my real family support, as well as like the families that I've created in all these different communities, and like just like the emotional support that came in this last few months, and like even like they're just so like it's just so beautiful. Like, and then you like really, you're like, have I just been wearing rose colored glasses just because I don't want to see like the negativity, and like I want to ignore the fact that like I went into work anxious, and I was like, I've had jobs like this where I go to work anxious, but because I'm like, well, I have to stay because like longevity, and I'm hurting somebody, like for me, I'm like, I'm hurting someone if I leave, even if it's hurting me to stay. And so I don't know, to see the changeover and to see, I don't know.
Well, to see you overcome that, you know, mentally, you know, emotionally, and to see yourself overcome something like that, like you said, you felt like you may have had to stay, like, oh well, you know, I'm going to hurt this other person if I don't, because you know that's what's embedded into your brain, right? Like, well, if you don't show up at work, then it's going to affect three other people around you and all that, you know, whatever. But when you're
it's so stupid though.
I know, it is.
Like, why do we think like that? That doesn't make any sense.
Right. Like, this is what we were conditioned to think that, like, though, you know, we were conditioned to think. I mean, and again, there's nothing wrong with that way of thinking. But from a creative perspective, we got to get what we have to get out. And if something is hindering us from getting it out,
yourself for a company, like, I don't know, if you're hindering yourself, or you're like, I don't know, especially if it is something where it's like, if it's not your forever job, or if it's not this, that, and the other, why do we like stress ourselves out over those temporary things? Like, if it's temporary, then to stay longer than the universe, than God actually wants us to stay, and we'll keep telling ourselves, well, I need the money. And of course, if you're doing something from that desperate place of I need the money, you're going to stay, but you're going to be stressed, your body is going to affect, you know, is going to show you that, your mind is going to show you that, and then you're not going to get any of the other beautiful things that the world actually needs from you out into the world, because you're
stressed,
not living. Yeah, you're stressed. Yeah.
You know what, we're about to get into it now, because I truly agree with you 1,000%. I heard somebody say once before, like, you can't sacrifice time and money. Like, you're going to sacrifice one for the other. You're going to, you know, if you're in the pursuit for money, then you're going to sacrifice a lot of time. But if you're in the pursuit for time, then you may end up sacrificing money. I say you can kind of toggle between both of them. You know, you can juggle between the two of them. But at the end of the day, at the crux of it all, you have to do something that's going to be of value. Value is the most important thing. And if you feel like you're in a position where you're not being valued, or if you feel like you're in a position where you're being completely stressed out over something and your time is being wasted, then why be there? Why even involve yourself in any? It doesn't even have to be a job. It can be a relationship.
Oh, no.
It can be anything. Why even involve yourself with it? You know, why not? You have to understand your value, understand your worth. And like you said just now, when it comes to people who are stressed and things like that at job, I'm just using a job as an example. But if you're stressed at a job or whatever, and then by the time you get home or by the time you get, you know, to yourself or whatever, you're still at a high level of anxiety that you can't even provide anything else to the world like you're supposed to. You can't even provide to your friends. You can't even be a good lover to your partner. You can't be you can't be any of those things because you are super stressed. And I know more than anything, stress will take a complete toll on your body. It'll take control of you. And that's why things like meditation, you know, prayer, obviously manifestation, you know, just doing things, going outside, enjoying, taking pictures of something, singing, you know, things like that or whatever. You can do these things to allow yourself to get back into yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
and I've looked that you actually seem to be, like, you specifically are one that does that. Like, you'll be like, I saw this beautiful sky today, or I saw this beautiful dream today, and you'll, like, post about it. And, like, even, like, I think it was, like, last week or the week before, like, you, like, were taking a hiatus from the show, and then you're like, oh, but I have to say that. Like, you know, like, I was like, you were like, I have to put this out in the world.
Right, because you have
and
to.
And it was just like that. That was good.
Yeah,
I haven't been able to listen really to anything else in a while, but it was nice to, like, stumble across your podcast and then, like, be able to, like, hear it and, like, because I haven't been able to. I've been busy.
But hey, like, busy is good though, right? Busy is good.
Mostly.
Right? Is it?
Like,
is
that... Mostly.
You know, it can get, but you know, busy can get chaotic at times. But you know, there's a little bit of chaos that we need now in our lives every once in a while. You know, because that's how we truly learn, experience, and gain experience in ourselves. And that's how we know what we love, what we don't love, and things like that, by having a little bit of chaos in our lives. Wouldn't you agree?
Very much. I like being able to do something, and it's just like, I like organized chaos, if that makes any sense.
It does.
So I'm just like, sometimes it's like, oh, if I'm like busy and I'm like, I'm just being like, I don't like that idea of like, oh, busy for business sake, or busy for business sake or something. So it's just like, no. Like, even my chill moments, like, you know, I like them to go into my box.
Right.
I'm like, okay, I can watch these 2 hours of TV today or something. And I'm like, I need it. Like, I'll be like, oh, I have to work at 5 a.m. and, like, still be like, okay, but I haven't had time to watch my show. So I'm gonna watch one episode of my show.
Right.
And then I'll go to sleep and take melatonin, because that's the only way I'll sleep tonight.
Did you sleep tonight? Like that, you know? Because you're so high, you're already up. You're up right now. So let me ask you this then, because that's very interesting that you say that. So what do you do when it comes to chill moments? Like, two questions. One, how often do you make yourself have chill moments? Because, again, as being a creative, you know, just as well as I do, you know, you know, we're creative, so we're our mind is always going, always mm-hmm. racing. So I tend to have to stop myself for a moment because I will go. And the next thing you know, I will begin to get frustrated because I feel like I have so many other things to do. So how often do you take the time to chill, to binge watch something, to go see a movie or whatever?
I binge watch a lot. You do? But then I've made it, I binge watch a lot of things all the time. Honestly, I should stop binging stuff. because even for me, especially right now I'm binging My Wife and Kids, which I've seen before, you know, mm-hmm. in the midst of also watching a holiday movie here and there, because I loves me some holiday rom-coms and stuff like that. But also, I'm the person who kind of messed up because, even with my podcast, I've created a creative world that, honestly, I kind of need to constantly be, studying or, watching something. And, I started posting, monologues, but I haven't, told anybody yet. But, I've started, a really? YouTube channel, and I've,
Oh, I gotta see these.
Did some of my, I did the monologue I wrote that won the competition, or that got the went to the regional finals for that, and I also posted my demo reel. But also, with that page, I want to take monologues, monologues that I've seen. There's a monologue in How I Met Your Mother that I want to write out and perform, where he's literally talking about a burger and how good it is, and I want to do kind of where I showcase doing monologues, but just also kind of talk about monologues to choose. Why would you choose this monologue over that one? I haven't gotten to the talking part yet because I've been busy.
Right.
That's the thing. You're how much time do I get to relax? And for me, I steal those moments to relax. I'll have days where I go straight from my day job to going to a rehearsal, and so I've been working for 16 hours. I'll come home and watch an hour of television, or it's my day off. In the beginning of the day, I'll do I'm gonna soak in the bath for however long I feel like it, which means I'm probably playing a game on my phone or reading something. And then even on my days off, that's when I'm able to be okay, so what does my podcast need? What does this need? What do I need to edit? Is there any audition? I'll still work. But then I'm it's 3 o'clock or after lunch, or when I sit down to eat my lunch, it's nope, now I'm going to watch another, I'm going to watch TV or do something or relax or grab wine or something, because my head, it's always going. And then sometimes I'm doing that in my podcast notebook. Oh, this is an idea for a show. Because, you know, you watch something and you hear something and it'll be the simplest sentence. And you're just I need that. Let's talk about it. This thing that this character is going through, we don't create in a vacuum. The thing that the character is going through, the artist that created that character might have gone through or, you know, met a similar situation, which means you might,
right.
The person listening to my show might have gone through this and not seen that. And so then I'll be so remember in this show when they talked about this, or, you know, that moment that this create, that's why I like the fictional creative so much, because it is the fact that art imitates life and stuff. And it's to show those parallels and show that it's not that different. And that's why we need to keep creating and keep da da da. And I'm still just chatting.
No, but that's good though, because you're making some very interesting points. You know, at the end of the day, again, as us as being creatives, we are constantly going. But at the same time, you're giving yourself enough, I guess, grace to take a few minutes, even if you've had a 16, like you said, you had a 16 hour day, you got up from work, went to go do an audition or two, and then you come home and you just still have to unwind, right? And your way of unwinding would be something like, watching a, like you say, watching a 1 hour show or something like that. You know, you could be writing the next, idea for your podcast, you know, so it can come from anywhere, you know. My only concern with all of it is, do you ever feel like you get overwhelmed though? Because you're always going, you always, you know, and even when you take time to, right, when you're taking time to stop for a minute, like, okay, I got to stop because I'm singling out creatives, but it's not necessarily creatives either. It's anybody who's busy at work, anybody who has a 9-to-5 job, anybody who has a lot going on, you know, it's anybody. So, but you know, sometimes you get to a point where you're like, okay, let me just stop for a minute. Let me just stop everything, you know, screw all of this. Let me just stop for a minute. And then, you know, how would you handle that though? Like, have you ever had a moment like that where you just like, okay, let me just stop everything?
Well, I don't know if you listen to my show or whatever, but like, I do know that you do. But like, even as like the month of December, I didn't realize that I needed that break or whatever. Break. And so like, I didn't set it up where I took the break, but I did set it up where that's when I start, like, I recycled.
Yeah, some,
like,
rewind episodes.
From my old shows.
Yeah, like, I remember that. I listened to two of them.
Yeah, I did like interviews that I've done in the past, yes, like that weren't on this show, but on my last show, I did. It's funny because I did the investment episode, which is a solo episode from my last show, but it was like, oh, about this time last year when I made that investment, or like a big investment, is like what turned into like my demo reel and like all this kind of stuff, and like just showing like. It, and that's why I haven't done my wine and creatives.
The wine that
in
went
the last
yep.
like 2 months. Yeah, I know. I haven't done I've been my looking wine at and Wednesdays.
I've been looking for them because I log into them sometimes.
Because so. I'm just not home on Wednesdays now. Like, you know, like I'm home. The last, like, I'm home like 4 hours on Wednesday. Like, and that's not even include. Like, yeah, like I go straight from my day job to rehearsal on the last like few Wednesdays, and it's just, yeah. Or I'll like come home and need to nap, like if I, you know, have like a five o'clock shift and get off at like 12 or like 2 or something, then I go take a nap before rehearsal, you know, like I need to rest. Or if I can't nap, then I'm going to just watch TV because, you know, I'm about to have to start working, you know, like it's another like work thing, right. And it's another job, so I'm like, I haven't been able to sit down and do a live, and at first I was beating myself up over that, and I'm like, no, like honestly, because I would tell if I were that person giving advice to me, which I've learned you need to start doing that, because I think we don't do that enough. I think as people in general, like as creatives, as anyone, like, we'll give advice and then do the exact opposite thing. And like, it's like, but what are you doing? Like, even today, someone gave like my, like how I told you, they like pulled me to the side and like talked to me like family. I love her, but I'm not going to say her name or drop her name right here. But she gave me advice and she was just all like, get out of here. Like, get out of your head. Da, 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 da. And then someone turned to her and was just like, hey, he was like, okay, take her hand now and say the exact thing that she just said to you. And it was just like, true. Like, we do that. Like, we do that. Like, we don't take the advice we need. And so even though for the first like 2 weeks when I was like, oh my God, I'm going to do a wine and creative, and like, I drop in them, but they're never on Wednesdays anymore, but right. Like I'll drop in and like talk and do like random lives, but that is the thing that had to take a step back in order to still produce the podcast, and in order to be able to do well on stage or be able to wake up every day and make money, because
having
money is important.
Yeah,
but like, yeah, like I've I've had 3 weeks where I work almost 50 hours a week at my day job. So until the season's over, like, I just,
You just got
overwhelmed, and I had to.
You had to stop for a minute.
I had to be okay with being overwhelmed and woosah a little bit, like woosah.
Right. One thing I will say is that we give the best advice that we don't follow. So, you know, that's a creative also. I think that's a Virgo thing too. I'm a Virgo. So I think that's a kind of a Virgo.
You're
thing
a Virgo too. That explains so much.
I am, I'm, man, a Virgo. So, well, you know, we know exactly, you know, we are oftentimes giving the absolute best advice that we can't even take ourselves. So
I mean, we can, but we're like stubborn,
we're stubborn.
Like, even my best friend gives me advice all the time and she's like, you're not gonna listen, and I'm like, but I need to hear, like, I still need to hear it. And then, like, she's like, yeah, and then when you finally, like, it either falls to shit and sorry, excuse my language. No, you're good. She's like, when the thing that she told me, gave me advice, is falls to shit and I did it again, and things like go the way she said that they would go if I didn't take her advice. Right. I'm just like, yeah, but I feel like I needed to just like learn that, you know, like I just needed it. Like, I still like hearing it, and I still like talking to you. You know, like, it's like, I like talking about it.
Well, yeah. I mean, because one day it may actually click. Like, you know, for that's what happens with me. Like, you know, I'll hear it oftentimes or whatever. You know, why would I even tell you what to do when you're not going to do it anyway? You're just going to do you. And I'm like, I know, but I mean, it may click this one time where I actually do what you asked me to do. And
like,
you
know, I still want to know.
Right. I still want to know. Come on now, you know. But it can oftentimes be overwhelming though. Like you said, to be able to just have time for yourself and time to just get things together, you know. And I'm so glad you're doing that, you know. I'm so glad that you're, because I still listen to your podcast, and you know, and the last two episodes, I didn't listen to the one from last week, but the last two ones prior to that, they were rewind episodes, you relived, you know, certain things, and which were really good ones, you need that, moment, you need these moments or whatever, and that's again the reason why I took the hiatus or whatever, because I needed that moment. You know, before you start to run yourself ragged. And the last thing you need to do is run yourself crazy, because it'll eventually showcase everywhere. It'll spew out everywhere. You know, it's like it's energy. Whatever energy that you have, it will begin to radiate everywhere. And you want to provide that positive energy to radiate everywhere and not negativity. Mm-hmm. So I get it. 100% I get it. Man. Oh boy, I get it. But
what was your moment? The year. Did you? I don't know if you already shared it.
Like, no, I haven't. I haven't. But I am going to share. I will share one of them right now. It's four of them total. So okay. Yeah, because I did a lot of digging. Well, I mean, there's a lot of them actually. But the one I will say, the one that I don't know. Because actually all four of them are pretty good. But okay, so I'll use one that I haven't that I wasn't going to use. It was a good moment, but it wasn't, you know, it was a big moment for me, because it reintroduced me to manifestation again, and it allowed me to see that manifestation actually work. It's when I purchased this house, when we bought this house. There was a moment where back in 2019, and I think I may have shared this already, but in 2019, I was at a doctor's office, and I tore a picture out of a magazine of a house that they were selling here in somewhere in Dallas or whatever. And I say, okay, I like this. This is my house right here. This is our house right here. And I tore the picture out of the magazine. Shouldn't have did that, obviously, because it's at a doctor's office. But what the hell? I mean, people do it all the time. Right. Somebody else's magazine. They probably their hard earned money went into that magazine. So I was like, what the hell? Screw it. You know, so I just tore it out and I put it in my pocket. And every day for like 6 months, every day, for like 6 months, I looked at it. I opened it up out of my wallet. I looked at it and I said, my house is going to be nice. It's going to look just like this. And I put it back in my wallet every day. And then After that, I stopped looking at it because I changed wallets and stuff like that, but I kept it in there. Fast forward to 2021 this year, or fast forward to last year, 2020, when we actually, you know, signed off on the house. We actually got into the house this year, in March of this year. So I went into my wallet, you know, just kind of like unpacking stuff or whatever, went into my wallet, just kind of cleaning it out or whatever. And I saw that same picture and I was like, wait, this is the exact same damn house with the exception of a couple of things or whatever. But the color and everything was the exact same. The size was the exact same. You know, the look of it was the same. And I'm like, damn, it wasn't the same. It was damn near the same. But it was like, wow. And so that restored my, because I started to wane a little bit when it came to manifestation and how things weren't working to the specifications or working to the goals that I had set. And when I saw that, it just reignited something in me saying, you know, it may not be the way that you want it, but if you believe, if you continue to believe, then it's going to happen. And that was one of the biggest things for me this year that I still hold true to, because, you know, and that's the one thing I tell everybody, you know, when it comes to manifesting the things that you want, manifest what it is that you desire and then just allow the universe or allow God to do the rest for you. It may not be the way that you want it. It may not be the way you receive it, may not be the way that you want to receive it, because you may have to cut some things loose. Even this year, that's another thing too. This year I asked for a very similar prayer that you asked, to allow myself to be removed from negativity and from things that are proven detrimental to my life and to where I'm trying to go. And I will say this year I have not talked, there are certain people in my life that I haven't talked to in a while. And this year I've only talked to them I did the prayer back in April. And sent from April all the way up until now, I may have talked to him twice. Mind you, these are people I would talk to on a consistent basis all the time, right? Yeah. And every time I would talk to them, there would always be something going on, right? Or some type of negativity or something that's dragging them down, which will in turn drag us down because we're too focused. Again, I'm a Virgo, you're a Virgo. We're too focused on trying to build them up, right?
And we're empaths. Yeah,
we're empaths. So, you know, and it took a significant toll on me. And I said, you know what? I got to stop. This got to stop. It's got to stop. Like, and the one thing that I did ask was that it's removed without anything that I have to, with any extra work that I have to do. And it was like the situations that I was involved in or whatever, they were removed, from other like goals and things that I was trying to do. It's been removed. The people that I was around or whatever, that's been removed without me even having to do anything other than be me, you know, just be obedient, you know? And so, yeah, so those are some moments, that I will say this year has taught me. And even just with mental health, my mental health took a significant blow this year. And it was a doozy, man. Like, it was a doozy back in September. And it's always September, my birth month. It's always freaking September that I have these moments or whatever. But, and even with saying that, I said, this is going to be the last year that I say that September is not a good month for me.
Yeah. Is it correlating with your birthday? Like, are you weird about like aging or something? Like,
no, well, no. And that's the funny thing. Well, I mean, I think we all are kind of weird about aging, you know, but it would always be September would always be the month that something wacky is going on with me, whether it be physically, whether it be emotionally, whether it be spiritually, you know, mentally, whatever. And it would always be that way. And it started back in 2017, September 2017. Okay. And I was just, that was the one time when I got diagnosed with depression, with severe depression. I'm talking about like severe, I had to take medicine for it. when I was when the doctor prescribed it to me, she prescribed Lexapro. Was it Lexapro? No, it wasn't Lexapro. It was it was Lexapro. It was the anti-anxiety medicine, and I think it was Lexapro. And anyway, when she when I took it twice, and the second time, the first time I took it, I felt like a zombie. The second time I took it, I felt worse, and I'm like, I can't do this. And so, you know, I was just miserable the entire month. I was just miserable, and all of a sudden, you know, I was just praying and praying and praying. And then all of a sudden things started getting better, small piece by piece, piece by piece. And so I always would correlate September to that time, I guess. So that, yeah, as I'm thinking about it, as I'm talking with you about it, I am beginning to notice that is what probably triggered September from 2017 up until now. That's probably what triggered that notion that September is just a bad month for me.
Tied to it.
Yeah. And so ever since then, I've said, you know, nah, this month or this year in September, it was a really, really, really bad month for me. And I said, this will be the last time. And, you know, and I'm still reeling from it. 'Cause it, you know, once you're in a depression, it doesn't just go away overnight. It takes weeks, sometimes months to get yourself back, not even get yourself back to normal, but get yourself back to a comfortable space where you can feel creative again. I just got back creative again 2 weeks ago. I just got back creative, and you know, which is another reason why I took a hiatus, because I needed to take a break. So, and I needed to kind of reclaim me and get back to me. And another thing too. Okay, I'm sorry. This is the last thing. And so, last year, when I made 42, and I said my year 42 will be a year of service. Sometimes you have to be careful with what you say, because in that service, you can run the risk of losing yourself. Because the more and more I'm helping people, the more and more I'm beginning to
realize they might be helping you.
Exactly. The more I begin to realize that I'm not helping myself, and I took that to heart. And again, being Virgos, you know, when we're passionate about something, we're extremely passionate about it, right? And so I said 42 is going to be all about service, just helping everybody, doing whatever I can to help everybody, even if it's at the expense of my own health or whatever, my own sake or my own financial, you know, my own finances, whatever. And it took a significant toll on me. And I think that's right around the time when, around August is when things just kind of start spiraling out of control for me. And then September is when it hit that peak. And then it just kind of started to, I'm starting to build it back up now. But this year, 43 is all about me. And it's all about reintroducing myself to me. And so, yeah, it was a momentous year for me, because I ain't gonna lie. I started having all kind of wild thoughts. But again, things are better now. Things are much better now than what they were.
But it led to, I don't know, it led to like realizations, and like, you know, you wouldn't have the awakening without the other side, you know, like without noticing the pattern, or without, you know, because there's so many patterns, like as people we like go through. And at least you were able to also like be like, hey, this happens around my birthday every year, you know, like even getting it that far where it's like, okay, so there's something attached to this. And like this minor PTSD, like I think we you know, think PTSD has to be like the big events of the war or the domestic abuse or the da da da, where it's just like, I don't know, you might have PTSD just because like this was the daily, like 8 years ago that your friend called you ugly and like you never really forgave them.
You never forgave him. Right.
And you didn't even realize that that forgiveness or like the lack of forgiveness was like still in the air.
Right.
Or, you know.
And one of the other things too, is that just listening to other people, listening to different listening to your podcast. And I think there was one that you did like in, I forgot which one it was. It was like in I think it was in October, November, or something like that. It was the one about the like when you run out of stuff to talk about and stuff like that. The worst case, like when you run out of things to when a creator, what is it called?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. When it was October.
Was it October?
Had to have been October because I think I was still in Greece, like rehearsals.
Right.
So it had to have been
when you kind of run out of stuff to right when you run out of stuff to talk about.
And it's just like yeah, something to create. You know.
Right.
It's just like that in itself is something to create.
Right. And that
depending what you're creating, you know.
Right, and that's where when I listen to your podcast and I listen to other ones or whatever, it gave me the inspiration to get back up and say, you know what, creators create. You know, when you feel like you've run out of things to talk about, when you feel like you don't have any more creative juices in you, that's when things start to kind of like, no, you got it still. You still got it. You know, you just got to get up and do it. You got to get up and figure out what it is that you need to do. And, you know, because we're like you said earlier in the conversation, how you can be watching a show, watching a movie or whatever. And then somebody says a line. You're like, well, damn, that's a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if this
like triggers something.
It triggers something. And so I just had to kind of get back to that again. I had to kind of reintroduce myself back to what triggers me in a positive way, you know. And yeah. So I wrote a story. I wrote a story, which I'm going to send it to you. I wrote a story a while ago, a couple weeks ago. Probably about a month ago, I'm going to send it to you. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
And that's one of the things that said, okay, I'm back now. I feel like I'm back now. I feel like I'm back to writing poetry again. I'm just, you know, writing in my journal more. I'm just getting back to me, you know? So
I need to get back to writing. That's so smart. I was like, yeah. I haven't written anything even in my journal in like a month.
See? Maybe yeah. Two. And we need things like
yeah,
that.
I haven't been writing enough.
Yeah.
Like I've been writing like episodes and like mm-hmm. like ideas and like quick stuff and like outlines and plans, but I'm like no, I need to just like write thoughts sometimes. Like
right,
I haven't written in my journal. I actually did write like two poems this month.
Yes. Okay.
That's
good.
Neither here nor there. I was like that's neither here nor there. I'm gonna just say I haven't right. been writing enough.
Right.
Like because I'm like wait, I did write like last week.
But it's good though that you actually wrote some stuff down, because again, these are the this is the last thing I promise. Having conversations with people like you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who are out here doing your thing, you know, just it just makes me feel alive. Like whenever I'm again, this y'all for the audience, this conversation was only supposed to be about.
Oh yeah, we're being recorded.
Yeah, I know.
Right? We're still recording. I'm right. just talking to you now.
Right. We were supposed to do like in 10 minutes. Like this conversation was only supposed to be about 10 to 15 minutes, but it's been almost it's at 50 minutes now, right? And so, but that's the beauty of having conversations with people like you, Janu, is that, you know, you shine, you make me, you brighten my day, you know, because. You make me feel like there's, I mean, when it comes to creativity, right? You know, again, like I said, when we talked the last time, you know, we are a small breed now, you know, it's not the same as what it used to be. And we are very close knit when it comes to like the people that we want to continue to be around and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why, and I appreciate you 100% simply because you bring it out of me, you know? You bring it out of me. You bring out the.
Thank you so much.
I'm telling you, man. Like you, again, we were only supposed to talk for 10 to 15 minutes, y'all. And look, it's been almost an hour, and we're just scratching the surface on a lot of the stuff that we can discuss, because we can just go on and on, right? And it's that's just kind of what it is, though. Like, and these are the things that bring me joy. So find joy, you know, find joy in whatever it is that you need to do. And once you find it, you lock on to it. And that's what I've done. I've locked on to, you know, my circle is extremely small now. It's a dot now. It's a period now. So, but, you know, you are definitely a part of that circle, you know, of people that I really, truly consider a friend of mine. So I thank you for that. I really, you have no idea, but I thank you, though. I truly do.
I appreciate appreciate you so much. I'm so glad that I get to call you friend. That is so exciting.
Yes.
And I'm glad you like asked me this yesterday, you know, like asked me and told me that you wanted to do this. And like, I enjoy talking to you. So I'm like, yeah, whenever you're in Houston, especially, we need to grab coffee. And,
I know, right?
It's just so nice. And like, just I love talking to you because it always does turn into this. I should have known to be like, wait, you want it to be 6 to 15 minutes? I should have known that it just wasn't going to work. I tried. At 12 minutes, I was like, wait, pause. I should shut up now. Right.
No, but it's cool, though, because like I said, this is an episode in itself. So I'm probably going to post this in the next couple of days or so, because this is an episode in itself, because we, again, okay, it's a celebration when we link up, you know that already. So, but thank you.
I'll tell you the idea I have for the episode that I want you to, it's something that you said in one of your early episodes. Well, one of the early episodes that I heard, I know you've been podcasting years before even the episode that I heard, but I think it might actually be your first or second episode, but you said something and I'm like, wait, this is a whole topic that I want to talk. I'm not going to spoil it. I'm not going to tell you what it is yet.
Oh,
I'm
going to tell you offline. Okay, yeah, tell me offline. Okay.
I don't want anyone to like know, because I'm like, I want, now that I feel like I've like, okay, I've done all these episodes where like, yeah, we get to get your creative journey. Now there's like some topics that I'm like, so what do you think about this? Like, right. Now you're like, there's some stuff that I want to like dive into, and there's one that I want to get into with you. It's a little risque, but I think it's going to be fun.
I'm with it. I'm 100% with it. So, well, thank you so very much. Oh, you are such a blessing. I swear, man. Like you are, and I can't wait to come down and come check out the play that you're involved in. I'm serious. I'm really serious about coming down there and come and take a look at it. And because I believe in supporting my people. I believe in, you know, in championing them and just making sure that whatever you need that I have, that I can provide to you, and you know, and you not have to do without. So thank you so much, Janu. I really appreciate this.
Thank you so much. I know this was supposed to be a segment. I'm sorry. I didn't talk so much.
That's okay.
But I enjoy talking to you, and like, you ask the questions and then I gotta give the answers, and then I drag on because, you know,
well, that's what,
like,
we
you said, when us Virgos get excited, like,
when we get passionate, we get really passionate.
Excited. And then when us artists get excited, we get
okay.
So that combination, it just gets a little crazy,
right? So, okay, so where can everybody find you? One more time for the year.
Okay, so you can find me on Instagram. You can find me a lot of places, y'all, but let's start with, you guys can find me on Instagram at Janu It Up. That's JHONUITUP. And then from there you can get to my podcast Instagram, as well as you guys can just listen to my podcast at rantingthroughlife.com. And you guys can learn more about me at my website, janu.com. So there's a lot.
Yay, yay. And obviously it'll all be posted at the bottom of the show notes as well, guys. So thank y'all so much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to this glorious episode again. Again, it was only supposed to be 10 to 15 minutes, but we're almost an hour into it, and I love every single minute of it. So thank you all so much. And as I always say, may the best of your todays be the worst of your tomorrows. I'm Eric, and I thank you so much.